you're all excited about this for some reason. So anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast.
Hang on, just keep going.
All right. Can
you hear me? They're the sponsor.
All right, it's the Plan B After Show podcast. I have no idea what Hunter's doing. Of course, it's brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call. Find them online. They're on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. Get those motorcycles, those dirt bikes, those two-wheel machines ready for this beautiful summer weather. It's going to be gorgeous out, and you don't want to have a crappy running bike. So hit them up. Gilson Cycle, again, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. What the hell are you doing?
Can you hear that?
We start barely, yeah. It just sounds like you're making a bunch of random noise.
Hang on.
Pick up the... Are you making cereal?
Yeah!
You're so stupid.
What kind of cereal do you think it is? I know you can't see it.
I got a little glimpse of it. Is it Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Golden Grahams.
But wait, there's more. Wait for this, dude. Wait for this. Ready?
Cowabunga, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You are a fucking toddler. dude, Golden Grahams do sound sick, though, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
All right. I'll put them down and let them get soggy. God dang it. I got to hold the microphone. I forgot about that.
That's what you get for trying to shove your Golden Grahams in my face, you bastard.
They're good.
We'll keep this the shortest one ever because you don't want your cereal to get soggy.
Yeah, I do. Maybe I can do both at the same time here.
So I don't have much to talk about. I figure we just kind of lay out our Memorial Day plans. I know everyone's like, oh, wait, fucking riveting. Great. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. No, but I'm excited, man. You know what? This is kind of the first weekend where I feel like, you know, a little bit more normal, if that makes sense. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Absolutely. This weekend's going to be a good time for sure. Yeah. We're going to socially distance ourselves camping.
Yeah.
Because camping's legal and you can do it. Governor says yes, so don't complain about it.
So, and again, I'm gonna be very diligent about, you know, social distancing and everything like that. What's nice though, outside, all of us have our own camping area, you know, and we're gonna be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Going fishing, you can social distance. We're not using a boat together or anything like that. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. But you know, Kiki and I, we've been really amped up about it, especially her, because it just we kind of feel like we're doing our normal life stuff. You know, like we're planning stuff. We're getting stuff put together. We're going somewhere. We haven't been able to do that.
You're getting a little slice of normal. It's nice and it feels good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Getting back to how things used to be is a good thing.
A little bit. You know what? It pissed me off. I'm glad I remembered this. Of course, on Reddit, you know, you see like they do all these things. Like, and so there was this one meme from a Twitter screenshot. And it was, I think it was from someone in Europe. And it's like, right now you can tell Americans, or it was something about making fun of Americans because we're complaining about being on lockdown. It's like, oh, they've never been told no. And it's like, yeah, because we're fucking Americans, son. We got that freedom, bitch. You know, it's like, fuck you guys. And it's not that I think we're complaining about, you know, about being told no. It's just people... I think we have every right to kind of be like, it sucks, you know?
The longer it goes, too, the more people lose it. The more people are starting to lose their mind. You really have to give them a little bit of rope, man. Give us a little rope.
I will say I am a little annoyed by the protests at the state capitol. It's kind of annoying because it just seems a little childish in my mind. And I know we have right to a peaceful assembly.
Here's the thing. I think the timing is a little off. The timing's rough on it. You know, it's like, dude, just wait. It's been like, what, 2 months?
I know. And exactly. Like, it's like, been wait, a tough wait. 2 months, but it's only
how
been
long,
2 months.
How long was the NBA strike? Wasn't the NBA strike
longer than that?
Yeah, you know, it's like give it a little bit. Let it hurt for a second and then start protesting. People just love to protest.
Well, and two, like, you
know, the bunch of Karens out there, to you Karens out there that love to wave signs, like, you have no fucking job. Like, you have
nothing better to do
with your time. Like, there's so many things out there, hobbies and, like, activities and things that you can do with your life that are just so enjoyful, you know. But yet you pick to choose to wave a sign in front of a building and not really do anything. When has a protest – I mean, I know some of them have worked. you got to go into the thing thinking, you know, probably not going to do anything.
Well,
right?
Especially like this, like, you know, yeah, obviously like the Million Man March, you know, marching for a good cause. But like this, it's just, it sounds like a bunch of babies in my mind. It's like, all right, I'm going to stand on the Capitol Hill with on the state Capitol with my AR-15 complaining because I can't get my hair cut. It's like, fucking stop, man. Like, again, everyone has a right to. You have a right to do it. But I don't get what this stance with their you know, their bulletproof vests and their AR-15s. Like, oh, we're not going to be oppressed. It's like, fuck it. It's been fucking stop, man.
You know, and quit using up all the protests for bullshit little things, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the more protests you have, like the less serious they're going to take you. It's like, it's like, oh, it's just another protest now. Like you need to save this stuff for like stuff that's actually needs to be protested. Like slavery. Remember that when they protested? That was a good one. That was a fantastic one. You know, I would have been right there with you on that one.
But yeah, not because you can't go to a bar and drink like, oh God, this sucks. Nice. Like, I get it. And I know it's tough right now. And there's people that, you know, don't have jobs, you know, things are tough. And we're not making fun of that plight because it's very real. And, you know, the government right now working on another set of stimulus checks. Unemployment has been upped, you know, so there's things in motion. But it's just seeing these people, like, did you see that video? I'm sure you have because everyone's seen it. Of the lady videotaping, she wanted to go into the store, but she didn't have a mask. And so she's recording, and the one of the guys working is wearing sunglasses. He's by the carts. Have you seen that?
I don't think I
have. Dude, I'll try and it'll make your fucking blood boil, man.
Boil. Yeah.
This lady literally just like, I need to speak. She says those Karen words. I need to speak. Can I speak to a manager? And then she sits there, and the manager, both the guys kept their cool. He's like, you know, I'm sorry. You need a mask to come in here. I'm sorry. And she's like, I have a medical condition. I have a medical condition. He's like, we can have someone shop for you. She's like, oh, so you guys can see my personal info. Like, I have personal things that I need to get. And then what am I going to do? Just give you my card, my credit card, so God, you can
just
like
a child. You're a
child. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, she went out that day looking for an argument. And I just right now, I cannot stand the people that are doing that. People are looking for arguments just for what? We're going through some shit. Relax, you know?
I mean, we like the bitch, but there's some comedy behind it, you know?
Yeah, of course. That's
different.
It sucks.
That's different than just going out looking for an argument, though. Like some of these people, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Dude, you see it in real life, and you're like, God, you go home, and you're like, I could have done something.
Yeah.
I could have snuffed her out for 15 minutes, and everybody would have clapped. You know? Like you always have these, like, things going – it'll bother me for a while, man. Mm-hmm. There was one at TJ Maxx. I was at one time. And there was like this thing like in the aisle where people were lined up to pay for their, you know, stuff, and this lady like just fucking lost it over this like end cap thing that was sticking out in the aisle. She's like, this is ridiculous, Bob, over the stupidest thing, bro.
Yep.
And
yep,
like everybody in the store like just dropped and like listened to her. Like, what is your problem?
Yep.
Like, I'm just looking around at these people too. I'm like, hey, who's going to do it? Somebody here's got to do it. You know, nobody did. And she walked out. Nothing happened. And I was hard to sleep that night.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, there's so many things I could have done.
But what you do know? But then you do it though. And then what? You get charged for assault just because you know, it sucks, man.
Or at least like say something. She should have said something. Yeah. At least, you know?
Yeah. It's like, hey, shut
dumb
up,
bitch.
Well, like, dude, and even now, yeah, you dumb bitch. Like even now though, like did I tell you what happened when I went and bought my mini bike there at Dunham's?
Mm-mm.
Did I tell you about that? Maybe I did, or maybe I'll refresh you. So it's too, and like this, it just makes me scratch my head and just go, why? So when I was there shopping, I was waiting because they had to get some paperwork and stuff when I was buying the mini bike. Long story short, all of a sudden I hear this. Like this, I'm like, whoa, someone just had a huge coughing fit. And what it was,
somebody just hit a bong.
Yeah, what it was because when I got up the counter, I was talking to him, you know, I felt bad because, you know, there's members there cleaning everything down. They had to do it every hour just so we could go buy our stupid shit, you know. Well, they're like, oh yeah, that so that a guy came in, they said, hey, sorry, you need a mask to come in. And he got all mad. So his protest was then to stand in the doorway and cough into the store. So it was just some fucking jerk who's like, because he's met. Oh, sorry, you can't come in and buy, you know.
Dude, you know, the people that are like that, I'm telling you, if you're in any way like this and you're like, man, maybe I would do something like that.
Yeah.
You need to just rethink your life.
Reevaluate. Like, hit the
reset, hard reset your damn brain, because life is too short to go and bitch all the time and worry about the small, sweating the small stuff sucks, man.
Yeah.
And if like there's some people that just have that gene, man. It's just like every little thing is stressful to them. It's like, dude, you need to chill out. Yep. You need to relax. And if you're asking for the manager, when's the last time I asked for the manager? When's the last time you asked for the manager, Brock?
For a valid reason? I mean, I got no...
For anything.
Yeah, it's been forever. I can't remember the last time I've been like, especially in a bad way, like where it's like, you know what I mean?
Ask for him. You know what you ask for the manager for? To talk to him and probably get a discount. That's a good way to ask a manager. But if you're going to be there as a bitch, like seriously, if you can count, you know, if it's higher than what you can count on a hand, how many times you've asked for a manager in your life, you need to rethink your life a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I remember too, like, and I might have told you this story, and this is why the hell, this is probably about 4 years ago, 3 years ago now. The one gym I was working out at, they changed their policy to be a little bit more environmentally friendly, and they weren't just having stacks of towels that you could grab because they were going through towels like crazy. That's a lot of, so if you wanted a towel, all you had to say was, hey, could I get a towel? Or they just asked, like, hey, if you can bring your own towel, that'd be great. Otherwise, if you need a towel, just ask and we'll give you one. This guy was so upset that he made his opinion known to the poor girl, a college student working behind the counter who doesn't own the business, who's not the manager, just this big strong man, like, oh, I'm gonna tell this poor college kid that's just doing this minimum wage job that I'm upset that it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of here, dude.
And when you leave, you feel like you feel great about yourself.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, guy probably did feel good about himself. He's like, I told her. It was, you know, why not ask to see, if you have a problem, ask to see the manager. Like, hey, is there a number I could call instead of pitching at you who literally can do nothing about it? And he was given the towel. That's the worst part, is he got the towel.
Bring your own towel. How about that?
Ah, Jesus. Yeah. Bring your own towel, wrap around your neck and tie it really tight.
Yeah, right. We'll help you.
I'll tie that knot around there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just like, man. I get it. And even too, like, there's a part of me that, like, I hope people aren't, like, you know, judging us for doing this camping thing, because if we're going to do it the right way. And I get it. We're going nuts right now. I wish people would be a little bit more. What's the word?
I just think that there's few people, man. There's just it's a few amount of people, but they're the loudest. They're the loudest people. That's what it is.
It's been 2 months. I tell you what, a year from now, if it's still this horrible place and we haven't seen anything in motion, then maybe we can start getting a little bit more stir crazy. But in the long run, it's going to help us all out. We're doing the right thing, and we just need to stop being assholes. You know what I mean? That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to get that brain of I'm already getting it, you know, right off the bat. You know, I didn't know anybody directly that was sick. And I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, because I'm not saying it in that way. But, you know, I did everything that I needed to do as being social distant, wearing the mask, you know, washing myself, you know, being clean, hand sanitizing, you know, more so for me, because, you know, obviously looking out for other people, but karma, I have a weird thing with karma. Like, if I just, you know, ignore it, and like some people do, I've seen some people on Facebook, like, yeah, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm not doing it. I'm like, dude, just do it for other people, or do it for karma reasons.
Yeah. Just do it for being a human. We're all humans.
Buck up for a second and get through it, you know?
I'm not doing it. Blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm not going to wear a mask, and I'm going to go make a sign and stand in front of the governor's. How?
You know, I was standing next to a guy at a gas. This was like when things were really kind of like really getting crazy. It's some guy at a gas station. You know, I'm standing there waiting, and I'm keeping my distance from the person. This guy is like right next to me. He's like, he looks over and he's like, wish people really know the truth about this coronavirus. And I'm like, you fucking know. Like, I'm just like, okay, Dude, don't, I mean, don't bring your shit in here. Just, you know.
Are you the savior?
Yeah.
This guy came down from the heavens and the clouds to tell us what the real reason the coronavirus is around.
I didn't know that I was standing next to the guy who runs the CDC. That's good. Just like, shut up, dude.
Yeah.
Wish people knew the truth about this. Yeah, okay. You're the one that knows. Out of all the people, you, in this little town gas station, buying scratch off lottery tickets and cigarettes, you know the truth about the virus. Okay, good. Now we can sleep at night. Fucking morons. Anyway, all right. Well, that's enough of us bitching. I'm looking forward to this weekend, and we're going to do some social distancing camping, and it's going to be fun.
Hey, real quick. Yeah. I don't even care. This is the podcast. Let's get this out of the way. So you made a kayak trailer. We're kayaking, which is great for socially distancing, whatever, however you say it.
Perfect.
How many kayaks you bring in? Do you have room?
Well,
for
I got the two. I already got. Oh, dude, you got to see it. I got my new seat in there. I got the. Nice. I got the crate strapped. Oh, dude, I got the anchor in. It
nice.
Painted. It looks dope. We got R2, and then I think I'm taking Bree and Ben's kayaks.
Oh, okay. So you got a full rack then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like your mom. All right. Cool. Yeah, I got to figure out how to get ours there too.
Anyway. You have kayak racks on the top of your car.
I know. I do.
So just put them on the kayak. What's the malfunction?
I don't know if I'm driving. We might have to take the truck or something. Is Smith taking his truck?
I don't know. No. I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Because, well, here's the thing is I may be taking more kayak. Actually, I didn't even think about this. I don't know if I'll be able to take those because if they stick out too far with my camper, I guess we're going to figure it out. So
yeah, he's got a big one too.
Yeah.
He's got a 12 footer.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Well, good. We just ruined our camping trip. Nice. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. This has been your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson Cycle bringing it to you. Give them a call. Find them on Facebook. They want to make sure that your two-wheel cycles or your fun toys and all that stuff are running great. So hit them up, Gilson Cycle. All right, we'll see you guys later.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike!
My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.